This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
For years now, five to be slightly more accurate, since the crisis and the recession, people have generally been just happy to have a job, any job. But there are some jobs in this economy, in key parts of it, in fact, that don't get any love. Not the jobs and not the people in them.
Ooh, that's a red. Look at that. Ooh.
Traffic officer Jenny Day is good at what she does.
Look at that. You just zip it into this little handheld gizmo and boom.
That's it.
9 years on the job.
And that's it.
That's just crazy fast.
So
boom,
we try to
done.
Do it. The faster we do it, the faster, I mean, you can avoid so much confrontation.
Thousands of parking tickets, probably more.
Anybody ever call you meter maid?
Oh, yeah, every day.
You all right with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
How much time do you spend in this job just shaking your head going, man, people are just amazing?
Every 2 minutes. Yeah.
And yet you keep coming back?
Oh, yeah.
So we're at the corner of, Union and 6th in downtown L.A. So tell me what you do as you drive around. Are you looking for people with red flashing parking meters or parked in red zones?
You look for everything. You look for meters. You look for loading zones. You look for people in red, like the gentleman right here. You get behind him. You ask him to move. Most of the time they do.
And you're signaling to get out of the way. Oh, there he goes. Do you ever feel like sometimes, like you're, you know how people feel like they're going to the dentist? Do you ever feel like that sometimes? Like you're the dentist?
More like the Grim Reaper for some people. We're taking money out of their pocket, regardless of whether they're wrong. They, you know, we're still taking their money.
Well, you know,
that's the way they look at us.
Well, that's a really interesting point, right? I mean, you guys are a revenue source for the city of Los Angeles.
Correct. Revenue source, but we're also here more on the safety part of it. We also take care of stolen vehicles. We take care of all the abandoned work. We do all the traffic control.
Do you have quotas? Do you have a number you have to give out every day?
No, not at all.
Huh. So how are you guys evaluated on job performance then?
We have what we call monthlies, where every month you'll sit down with your sergeant. They'll explain to you this is what you've been doing, because everything counts.
All right, so what's the worst part of this job?
I think the redundancy of driving around and just being called the B word all day long, and that's pretty, I mean, but you get immune to it like everything else.
So you probably know the best place to get a cup of coffee or a good greasy spoon breakfast or like a burrito or something around here, right?
In this area, not really. I don't really eat where I sight.
You just got to.
Yeah.
I don't eat where I sight. Oh, man.
You don't really want to eat where you give people tickets. You might get E. coli or something.
I get that.
Yeah, you want to stray away from here.
So what's the ugliest thing anybody ever said to you? I mean, have they gotten personally abusive and physical and all that?
They've pulled out a gun on me.
Really?
Yes. For trying to take their vehicle, for being parked over 72 hours.
And what'd you do?
LAPD was called.
Yeah.
The guy was caught. He was arrested.
He stood there with a gun on you while you called the cops?
Yeah.
Wow.
They came back and arrested him and took his car.
And took his car.
Yeah.
And his gun and, you know, all of that stuff. Man, that's crazy.
It actually did make me think twice, like, do I really want to be here? But it's not, I mean, that's not something that happens all the time. It's not something, it's just something that this guy had an issue. Either he was high or he really liked his car. I don't know. You know, he had sentimental feelings. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was back at work the next day like nothing happened.
Did you take the rest of the day off that day, though?
Actually, no, I didn't.
Should have. Just put that on your time card. Almost got shot.
Almost. Need to change pants.
All in all, in just under an hour, we gave out 6 tickets, no guns drawn, even got a thank you from a guy as Officer Day handed him his citation. But then, on the way back to Marketplace headquarters, we saw that same truck still parked in a red zone.
See, he stayed there and he took his ticket.
Wow. So you give him another one?
No, I won't. But if another officer comes by and sees that there's no ticket on the vehicle, he'll give him another ticket.
Right.
So he should have really just stuck it under the windshield.
Yes. If you receive a citation, always leave it there.
That's today's Marketplace helpful tip.
Brought to you by Jenny Day.